Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
You know, when you think about the tech we use every day, so much of it just works because of these hidden rules, right? Like USB standards letting you plug anything in, or those internet protocols, IP, SMTP, routing all our stuff around the globe.
Exactly. They were designed to find how things connect, how data flows.
Right. And now AI is becoming just as fundamental, maybe more so. So it stands to reason it needs its own set of rules for how AI systems talk to each other and, maybe more importantly, how they interact with us.
That's the big challenge now. See, traditional software, it follows logic. It's predictable. You give it an input, you generally know the output.
Yeah.
But AI, especially these machine learning models, they have this layer of, well, reasoning. It's non-deterministic sometimes.
Meaning it can surprise you.
It can arrive at answers or actions in ways the creators didn't explicitly program. So It's not just about function anymore. It's about behavior, interaction, that unpredictability. It just forces a whole new way of thinking about the ground rules.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into a whole stack of sources looking at exactly that. These emerging AI protocols.
Yeah, the technical nuts and bolts, but also the ethical guidelines being hammered out right now all over the world to govern how AIs interact between themselves and with people.
So our mission today is to unpack all this. Why are these protocols suddenly so critical? Who's actually shaping them globally? You know, the big institutions, the countries.
How governments are getting involved, what it looks like on the ground in different areas, Cars, healthcare. And yeah, how people are trying to tackle that unpredictability issue. Plus, how this whole thing is even playing out in the political debate right here in the U.S.
Okay, so we've got insights from reports on global standards. Mm-hmm. Groups think NIST, i.e. ISO, and policy players like the OECD, UNESCO.
Right, and analyses of regulations like the big U.S. executive order, the EU's AI Act, China's quite specific rules.
Plus, breakdowns of how protocols were popping up in specific fields. Autonomous vehicles, military AI, medicine, government tech. And yeah, that focus on handling the non-deterministic side and how U.S. political views differ on all this.
So get ready to understand the sort of invisible scaffolding being built right now for our AI future, because honestly, getting these rules right, it matters a lot.
Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah.
So you mentioned AI's non-deterministic nature, its unpredictability. What makes AI's need for protocols fundamentally different from, say, the internet or USB?
That's a great starting point. With USB, the protocol is about, you know, the physical plug, the data format, simple exchange.
Connect A to B.
And SMTP for email, how mail servers talk. Again, defined, predictable data transfer. But AI, especially the complex machine learning kind, it isn't just exchanging data. It's processing it to make decisions, generate new stuff, often in ways that are, well, a bit opaque, maybe even surprising.
Ah.
So protocols for AI have to grapple with behavior, maybe even intent in a way, not just data formats and wires.
So it's less about plug-and-play compatibility and more about plug-and-play trust or safety.
Precisely. Think about it. When you network AIs together, maybe AI agents collaborating or AI embedded in critical things like the power grid, financial markets.
Yeah, high stakes.
Their interactions need rules beyond just send data. like Anthropic's working on this model context protocol. The idea is a universal way for AIs to share context, understand each other, do complex tasks together while, you know, trying to avoid mistakes or conflicts. Standard interfaces are becoming crucial for getting different AI bits to work together.
And that predictability challenge.
Mm-hmm.
How does that force a different kind of protocol?
It forces a shift. It's not just specifying what the software does, but how it should handle uncertainty, how we evaluate its behavior. Because you can't possibly predict every single output from a big AI model.
Right. The possibilities are vast.
So protocols are evolving. They're becoming, in a way, a standardized method for processing this non-deterministic information. They define how we test them, like red teaming, how they should signal if they're unsure, what the backup plan is, how we manage the risk. It's like building a safety net around something that isn't perfectly predictable.
Okay, so it's less about controlling the AI's exact next move and more about standardizing how we interact with its outputs, especially when it's uncertain.
Exactly. And because AI interacts directly with people, makes decisions affecting lives, these protocols quickly become more than just tech specs. They have to embed ethical guardrails.
Like what?
Well, requiring a chatbot to say, I'm an AI, right? Or demanding a human has to sign off on critical AI-assisted decisions. Those are interaction protocols. They're designed for trust, for keeping humans in charge. You see groups like UNESCO making these global calls for rules based on human rights, privacy, fairness, accountability. Those need to be coded in somehow.
And the sources also mention economic and strategic angles. How do protocols fit there?
Well, think back to the internet. Common protocols like TCP/IP were absolutely essential for the whole internet economy to even happen. They enabled interoperability.
Right. Everyone's speaking the same language.
AI protocols are seen the same way. Key to unlocking the future AI economy. If every AI tool needs custom integration, it just kills innovation, creates silos. Standard protocols could lower barriers, create new markets for AI components, let businesses deploy AI more easily across platforms, across borders.
And strategically.
Given how important AI is becoming, common protocols among allies, seen as critical for military cooperation, avoiding, you know, autonomous systems misunderstanding each other, but also different countries having different priorities can lead to different protocol demands.
It really sounds like these aren't just technical tasks for engineers. It's like societal choices getting baked into the code itself.
They absolutely are. AI protocols are becoming the bedrock for safety, interoperability, governance, even economic growth. And they have to grapple with the ethical and social stuff right from the start, which is maybe a bit different from how previous tech waves rolled out.
Okay, so if this is the new bedrock, who's actually designing it? It sounds like a massive global effort.
It is. And it's happening on lots of different levels, different kinds of organizations. Here in the U.S., NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, is a huge player.
Right. NIST. They do a lot of standards work.
They coordinate AI standards, best practices, their AI risk management framework. That's a big deal, giving organizations a structure to manage AI risks. They're pushing for consensus standards for testing, measuring trustworthiness, mitigating bias.
Practical stuff.
Very practical. Like, how do you do red teaming consistently? What are the technical standards for digital watermarks on AI content to fight deepfakes? NIST is working on that.
Okay, so NIST is focused on measurement, risk, the how-to. What about others?
Then you've got professional bodies like the IEEE, the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers. Their standards association has this global initiative focused squarely on the ethics of AI and autonomous systems.
Ethics directly in the standards.
Yep. They have the IEEE P7000 series. P7001, for instance, is guidelines for transparency in autonomous systems. Others cover algorithmic bias, data privacy, accountability for AI agents. Their work really highlights how technical standards and values are intertwined.
Values drive the tech specs. And globally, who sets the international stage?
That's where organizations like ISO, the International Organization for Standardization, come in, often working with the IEC. They establish fundamental global technical standards for AI, terminology, concepts, governance, risk management.
Baseline stuff everyone needs to agree on.
Exactly. ISO standards cover things like data quality, algorithm robustness, how you measure explainability. These carry a lot of weight internationally. Countries adopt them, they become the standard.
So those groups build the technical foundation. What about the policy layer?
That's where international organizations focused on policy step in. The OECD, for example. They were early leaders with their AI principles back in 2019.
I remember those. Lots of countries signed on.
They did. Promoting innovative but trustworthy AI that respects human rights. fairness, transparency, human-centered values, robustness, accountability. Those principles guide national strategies and regulations. The OECD is even working on updating them, aiming for a kind of blueprint for global interoperability on AI policy.
And UNESCO went even broader, you said.
Yes, UNESCO got basically the whole world, 193 countries, to endorse their recommendation on the ethics of AI in 2021. It's not legally binding, but it's a powerful statement of shared values.
What does it call for?
It calls for legal infrastructure for healthy AI development, tackles bias, privacy, human dignity head-on. Notes that before this, there were no universal standards. It lays down that normative foundation. The world needs rules for artificial intelligence to benefit humanity. Other UN bodies, the Council of Europe, they're also exploring codes and conventions.
Wow, so there's this really complex ecosystem. Technical bodies, ethical frameworks, policy guidance, all trying to shape these AI protocols.
Absolutely. And it's also happening nationally within government agencies and even industry groups working on sector-specific standards like the ONNX format for swapping AI models. It's a huge distributed effort.
So if we look at how this is actually getting implemented, how does regulation play a role? It seems like laws could force the issue, mandate certain protocols.
Regulation is definitely a powerful driver. Laws can basically turn standards or practices into mandatory protocols. And we've seen some major moves recently that are doing exactly that, setting up proto-protocols through legal force.
Like the U.S. executive order on AI that made waves.
Prime example, Biden's EO from October 2023. It's the biggest U.S. government action so far. It sets out these broad goals, safety, security, privacy, equity, and tells federal agencies to do things.
Like what specifically for protocols?
Well, on safety, it mandates rigorous test protocols for the most powerful AI models. Developers have to share their red team safety test results with the government.
So red teaming becomes a required step, protocol.
Exactly. It pushes NIST to set the guidelines for how to do that red teaming, making it a required protocol for those frontier models.
And didn't it tackle AI bias directly too?
Absolutely. A big part of the EO is addressing algorithmic discrimination. It directs agencies to create guidance, develop standards to assess and mitigate bias in critical areas, justice, housing, healthcare, jobs.
So building on that earlier AI Bill of Rights idea.
Right, but pushing it further. The blueprint was advisory. EEO makes federal agencies implement principles like non-discrimination, requiring specific assessment protocol.
And privacy. AI uses so much data.
Key focus. The EEO prioritizes tackling AI privacy risks, calls for frameworks to evaluate and mitigate harm, especially from generative AI handling personal data or training data. U.S. privacy law is still kind of patchy overall, but the EEO pushes agencies within their own remits to implement protocols protecting sensitive info used by AI.
So the EEO isn't a law passed by Congress, but it uses executive power to push for these practices, testing, bias checks, privacy steps that act like mandated protocols.
Precisely. It's a form of soft law or maybe executive-driven regulation, and it clearly influences industry. Big AI companies made voluntary commitments to the White House after the EO came out.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Agreeing to things like watermarking.
Watermarking AI content, sharing safety tests. It shows how executive action can quickly shape norms and practices that function like protocols, even without a formal law yet.
How does the EU AI Act compare? That sounds more like traditional hard law.
It is. It's the world's first really comprehensive AI law. Agreed in late 2023, rolling out over the next couple of years. And it takes this risk-based approach.
Risk-based, meaning?
Some AI uses are just banned outright unacceptable risk, like certain types of surveillance or manipulation. Then you have high-risk AI systems. Think healthcare, transport, hiring, law enforcement. Those face really stringent requirements, and those requirements are essentially legally mandated protocols.
Okay, what kind of mandated protocols for those high-risk systems?
Before you can even sell or use a high-risk AI system in the EU, you must implement specific protocols, mandatory risk assessments, using high-quality, bias-checked data for training, logging system activity so you can trace what happened,
traceability,
extensive technical documentation for regulators, designing and human oversight mechanisms, ensuring the system is robust, secure, accurate. So an AI doing medical diagnosis or driving a car in the EU, it has to meet legal requirements for data, testing, logging, which forces compliance with underlying standards like ISO standards for healthcare data or automotive safety.
And it has transparency rules too, even for AI that isn't high risk.
Yes, that's a key protocol driven by the law. If a system interacts with humans, like a chatbot, it has to clearly say it's AI.
No pretending to be human?
Right. And generative AI content needs to be identifiable as AI made. So developers have to implement technical protocols, metadata, watermarking for synthetic media. It's a legal requirement forcing a specific AI-human interaction protocol.
It really sounds like the EU is building the protocol requirements directly into the law itself. Very prescriptive.
It is. The AI Act is very specific about the procedures and safeguards high-risk AI needs. And those become the operational protocols for anyone deploying AI in Europe. It tackles that non-determinism issue by demanding predictability and human control where possible for high-risk systems. And its influence, it's already going global. Many companies are just adopting its rules worldwide.
What about China's approach? How does that differ?
China's regulations also function as protocols, definitely, but they clearly embed the government's priorities, which lean heavily towards information control and content oversight.
How?
Their rules on recommendation algorithms, for instance. Platforms have to register their algorithms with the government. They have to offer users ways to opt out or change how they're influenced. That sets protocols for how recommendation engines work and interact with users, prioritizing state insight and control.
And those rules about deep synthesis, deep fakes.
Yeah, those specifically target AI-generated synthetic media. They mandate clear labels so the public knows it's not real. If you make an AI video of someone, you have to clearly state it.
A right to know it's AI.
Exactly. But importantly, the rules also demand synthetic content complies with China's censorship standards and ensures authenticity, which often means aligning with state narratives. So yes, it's a mandatory AI-human interaction.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Action protocol labeling, but the underlying goal includes information control.
And for things like chatbots, generative AI.
China's rules for public generative AI services, which kicked in 2023, are pretty significant. They require security reviews. Providers have to file their models with the authorities. Training data has to come from legitimate sources. And controversially, they demand AI outputs must be true and accurate.
True and accurate. That sounds technically challenging for current AI.
Hugely challenging. But it reflects China's focus on stopping misinformation and any content that could, you know, disrupt social order. So providers have to implement technical protocols like content filters to block outputs that violate Chinese laws or values.
That seems like a very clear philosophical difference compared to the EU or U.S. focus on individual rights or safety.
It absolutely highlights a divergence. China's protocols prioritize state control, a state-defined version of trustworthy. An AI chatbot in China will have protocols baked in to filter sensitive topics, allow government audits. Western approaches broadly emphasize individual rights, transparency to the user, safety defined through risk management and democratic processes.
And that divergence fuels concerns about this AI Iron Curtain.
It's a key reason, yeah. The worry that AI systems might follow fundamentally different rulebooks, embody different values, depending on where they are.
It's fascinating how these different regulatory styles, the U.S. with executive action and voluntary codes, the EU with its comprehensive law, China focused on state control, are all actively shaping the operating rules for AI globally.
They really are, creating this complex patchwork. And other countries are involved too, the UK looking at sector specifics and frontier risks, Canada moving on algorithmic impact assessments, Japan and South Korea active in standards but generally favoring innovation-led governance, plus international groups like the G7, GPAI, trying to find common ground.
So if regulations are pushing this, where are we seeing these protocols actually play out? which sectors are really pioneering these rules?
Several key areas are definitely at the forefront. Autonomous vehicles, self-driving cars are a huge one.
Makes sense. High stakes, direct physical interaction.
Exactly. A big area is developing V2V vehicle-to-vehicle and V2X vehicle-to-everything communication protocols. These are basically the standardized languages cars use to share real-time data, speed, location, braking, with other cars, with infrastructure like traffic lights.
So, like giving the AI drivers a standard way to chat for safety.
That's the idea. If a car slams on its brakes, it broadcasts an alert. Following cars can react faster. The US DOT thinks this could prevent a lot of crashes. That's AI to AI interoperability in action. The protocols make it reliable. They also help manage unpredictability. Human drivers are unpredictable, but standardized V2X data gives the AI driver probabilistic info, reducing uncertainty.
Beyond cars talking to each other, what about safety protocols for the driving AI itself?
Oh yeah, that's crucial. Standards like ISO 26262 for functional safety, ISOPAS 21448 for safety of the intended function, they're key. If an AI vision system isn't 100% sure about identifying a pedestrian, protocols demand fallback mechanisms.
Like what?
Maybe redundant sensors kick in. Or the car performs a predefined safe maneuver if the AI is uncertain. Industry groups are building shared libraries of test scenarios, standardized test protocols to really stress test the AI in tricky edge cases. It's managing that non-determinism by testing its behavior in a structured way. Regulators are also requiring reports on disengagements when the human has to take over, which acts as a de facto protocol for measuring reliability.
What about those really tough ethical calls, like the trolley problem, but for cars? Are there protocols for that yet?
Well, the discussion is definitely happening. Defining hard protocols universally is tough. Germany's Ethics Commission did propose principles like no discrimination based on age or gender and unavoidable accidents, and prioritizing human life over property.
So guiding principles, but not quite technical standards yet.
Not yet fully codified into universal standards, but it points towards future efforts to define standard decision rules for those rare, awful scenarios.
Okay, shifting gears. Military AI, another incredibly high-stakes area.
Extremely high stakes, which drives a huge focus on responsible AI. The U.S. Department of Defense adopted 5 key AI ethical principles back in 2020. Responsible, equitable, traceable, reliable, and governable.
And those act as a framework, like a kind of high-level protocol.
They do. They guide development and deployment. Reliable means the AI behaves predictably within limits. Governable means you can always switch it off or override it. Traceable means decisions can be audited. Any DoD AI project has to show how it meets these principles.
So within the U.S. military, these principles are effectively mandatory protocols.
Yes, a required framework. Operationally, that often means specific protocols, like requiring a human to authorize lethal force, keeping a human in the loop or on the loop. NATO allies also stress meaningful human control.
Is there international agreement on this, like a treaty?
Still under debate at the UN regarding fully autonomous weapons, but militaries are developing informal protocols. Defensive systems might get more automation, but offensive actions usually need human review. Think of Israel's Iron Dome, primarily defensive.
This definitely brings up geopolitical issues, doesn't it?
It really does. Different values lead to different priorities. The U.S. and allies emphasize ethics, laws of war. U.S. officials say they won't build fully autonomous killer robots.
But potential adversaries might not have the same qualms.
Russia seems less concerned about human control. China's public stance is less clear. It raises that critical question. Does sticking to ethical protocols slow you down compared to those who don't? Or is it essential for alliances and moral standing? There was that UN report concern about a Turkish drone possibly acting without human command in Libya. It just highlights how urgent, clear protocols are here.
Okay, let's move to healthcare. AI is showing up more and more there too.
Healthcare is absolutely crucial for building trust in AI. A really significant development is the Future AI Framework. It was an international consensus paper published 2025, outlines 6 principles. Fairness, universality, traceability, usability, robustness, and explainability. Future AI.
Those sound like exactly what you'd want for medical AI. How do they become practical protocols?
Okay, take fairness and universality. It means AI medical tools must be developed and tested on diverse patient data to avoid bias that hurts certain groups. So a protocol might require proof of performance across demographics before an AI tool gets approved.
Makes sense.
Traceability means AI decisions or recommendations need to be logged, reviewable. An audit trail protocol. critical if an AI suggestion leads to a bad outcome. Usability is about fitting into how doctors actually work. Robustness means it has to work reliably, especially with unusual cases. If an AI can't confidently read a scan, a protocol should say, flag your uncertainty, ask a human, don't guess.
And explainability. Doctors need to know why.
Exactly. They need to understand why the AI suggests something. Maybe through visualization protocols, like heat maps on images showing what the AI focused on. Medical societies, the WHO, they're all pushing for this, stressing human oversight.
And the FDA in the U.S., how are they handling AI medical devices?
Yeah, the FDA is developing a specific framework for AML devices that learn and change over time. They're proposing this protocol called a predetermined change control plan.
What does that mean?
It means an AI that updates itself based on new data can get approved, but only if the maker specifies how it might change and has a plan to ensure it stays safe and effective after each update. It's basically a protocol for continuous recertification for learning AI.
So even inside a hospital, you might have micro protocols for how doctors interact with AI.
Absolutely. An AI triaging ER patients might have a protocol. No patient discharged only by AI, human doctor reviews and signs off, or if the AI confidently flags a stroke. Internal hospital protocol might be, page a neurologist immediately. These workflow integration protocols are vital for safety, for trust. Healthcare really shows how concrete protocols build confidence.
Okay, lastly, what about government services? AI processing benefits, virtual agents interacting with citizens.
Yes, and the public sector really demands protocols around transparency, fairness, due process, interoperability. Many U.S. cities, states, they're passing laws requiring algorithmic impact assessments for government AI systems.
Like bias audits.
Like NYC's law mandating bias audits for AI used in hiring. Federally, the Biden EO pushes agencies to follow the AI Bill of Rights principle. Tell citizens when AI affects decisions about them. That's a basic AI-human interaction protocol for government. You have a right to know, maybe appeal.
What about really sensitive areas like law enforcement?
AI used there, like risk assessment tools for sentencing or parole. Highly controversial, huge bias concerns, leading to intense debate about needed protocols.
Such as?
Mandating interpretability for any AI used in justice decisions, requiring regular bias audits. The core idea is aligning government AI with the rule of law and democratic values. So protocols might mandate human review, override capability, and documentation to allow legal challenges.
And just practically getting different government AI systems to work together.
Interoperability is a must for efficiency. So efforts are underway to standardize data formats, APIs, maybe for identity verification AI, so one agency's check can be trusted by another. The proposed National AI Research Resource, NAR, also implies needing protocols for securely sharing AI models and data between researchers and government.
And governments face AI challenges too, like disinformation.
Big time. AI-generated deepfakes, coordinated disinformation, requires coordinated responses. Discussions include protocols to authenticate official government content, maybe cryptographic signatures so you know a video from an official is real.
Like a digital watermark for government communications.
Something like that. G7 countries, companies, they're starting work on content provenance, origin, metadata. Some U.S. states are looking at laws requiring disclosures on AI-altered political ads. And even just using LLMs internally, that brings protocols for accuracy, security, since LLMs can, you know, hallucinate, make stuff up. Agencies often require human review protocols for any AI-generated public statements. And data security protocols are vital so sensitive citizen data doesn't accidentally leak into public LLMs. The DoD, for example, temporarily banned public ChatGPT until they had secure internal versions with logged prompts, basically, a secure usage protocol.
So across the public sector, it's this diverse set of protocols emerging, all aimed at making government AI transparent, fair, interoperable, preserving public trust by baking democratic norms into the tech.
It really shows how those abstract principles from policy frameworks get translated into concrete operational rules for AI.
We've kept circling back to AI's unpredictability. How specifically are protocols designed to manage that non-deterministic nature? Not just hope for the best, but actively manage it.
This is probably the core technical challenge, right? You can't possibly test an AI for every single input, every scenario. So protocols focus on managing the uncertainty.
Wow.
Extensive testing and red teaming are key. Standards are being developed for how to do this testing rigorously, pushing the AI to its limits, realistic scenarios, adversarial ones. NIST's work on standardizing these evaluation protocols is vital, and the US EO requiring powerful model developers to report red team results. That embeds this practice right into development.
So instead of guaranteeing one specific output, the protocol defines how to test the range of possible outputs and behaviors. Stress test it.
Exactly. You're sampling its behavior space under pressure. Another approach, incorporating probabilistic statistical bounds into protocols. An AI diagnostic tool might have to report its confidence level for a diagnosis. A self-driving car AI might need to demonstrate a failure rate below a certain tiny number per hour under defined conditions. Regulators increasingly want quantifiable proof of risk reduction. It borrows from reliability engineering and other safety-critical fields. Protocols might set acceptable risk levels, require proof of how they were measured. Sometimes running multiple AIs and having them cross-check each other is a protocol for enhancing reliability.
And the fallback idea, that seems critical.
Fundamental protocol for safety-critical AI ensures that if the AI gets confused, encounters something totally new, or starts failing, a human or a simply more predictable system takes over.
Graceful failure.
That's the term. The AI needs to detect when it's out of its depth. Autonomous vehicles might need protocols to safely pull over or hand back control if sensors fail or they hit an unknown situation. LLMs might have stop conditions if a chat goes weird, escalating to a human. It links back to that governable principle in military AI. Human command is supreme. Standardizing how that handoff or safe mode works is an active area.
And transparency seems vital if you can't fully predict it. How do protocols push for that?
Absolutely. Many protocols demand some level of explainability or interpretability. If users, developers, regulators can get some sense of why an AI did something, especially something unexpected, it builds trust, allows debugging, dispute resolution.
What does that look like?
Techniques like saliency maps for image AI, showing which pixels mattered for a decision, or requiring clear decision logs for automated systems. Those are being standardized. IEEE has a standard just for explainable AI, P70 or 40. But as one source put it, we don't yet have protocols for reasoning standardized ways for an AI to actually articulate its internal logic. Developing those, that's a frontier. Trying to make the AI's process understandable after the fact.
That raises a really complex point, though. If it's fundamentally unpredictable, can we ever have complete trust? How much trust should we even place in them?
That's the core challenge, isn't it? The approach isn't really to eliminate the non-determinism. It's to manage the uncertainty. Careful design, rigorous testing, clear operational protocols, and continuous monitoring after deployment is also key.
Checking up on it.
Right. Protocols often emphasize ongoing evaluation. Because AI performance can drift as the world changes, as data changes. An AI loan system might need protocols for periodic revalidation, maybe every few months, auditing for bias or errors, with a plan to fix it if things slip. It's treating AI models like living systems needing regular checkups. NIST's risk management framework strongly pushes this.
So protocols are the structured way we try to impose order on that inherent uncertainty.
Precisely. They are becoming the standardized way of processing non-deterministic information within AI systems. By standardizing how we anticipate, evaluate, react to, and manage unpredictability, the goal is to turn a fundamental challenge into a manageable risk. And that's crucial for building the safety and trust needed for AI to become truly widespread.
This whole conversation, it goes so far beyond just technical specs. It feels like setting up these protocols is deeply political, even philosophical.
Oh, absolutely. Protocols are not value neutral. When you decide the rules for how AI should behave, you are embedding ethical priorities, societal choices, right into the technical requirements.
Example.
A requirement for an AI to explain itself values transparency. A protocol banning discriminatory profiling enforces a moral boundary. This leads straight into fundamental questions about algorithmic governance. Are we okay with our values being enforced by machines? What if unintended biases get baked into the protocols themselves, making things worse?
And who gets to decide what counts as ethical AI when you're embedding these values? That sounds like a political battleground right there.
It is. You have groups like UNESCO trying for universal principles based on human rights, aiming for global agreement. But different countries, different regimes, they'll inevitably embed different values based on their own political philosophies.
Like the China example versus Western approaches.
Exactly. Where protocols might prioritize state control versus individual rights. That divergence could lead to that AI Iron Curtain idea systems operating under fundamentally different rules and values based on where you are. Just getting minimal shared safety and robustness protocols agreed globally, despite these divides, is a major diplomatic hurdle.
And historically, setting standards has always been a source of power, of influence.
It has. whoever sets the standards right now, significantly driven by institutions in developed democracies like the US and Europe, gains influence over where AI goes. China is also very active in these bodies, making sure its views are heard.
And tech companies.
Right. You have big tech companies creating their own open standards or just dominating with proprietary platforms that become the de facto standard if everyone uses them. Philosophically, it raises legitimacy questions. Should tech committees or corporate groups decide how AI impacts society? Or should that be through democratic debate? Standards bodies try for multi-stakeholder input, but ensuring democratic oversight is a real challenge.
Can we even realistically expect universal AI ethics? Or are we heading for different ethical dialects built into different AI systems?
That's a profound question. Maybe some basics don't cause direct harm. Uphold basic rights could be universal aspirations, but cultures and politics differ profoundly. Views on privacy versus security, free speech versus content control, individual rights versus the collective good, they vary wildly.
So AI protocols reflecting one philosophy might not work elsewhere.
They might face resistance or just be incompatible. Global companies might need different AI versions for different regions. We already see that with how some services operate differently in China versus elsewhere. It really pushes the question, are truly universal AI protocols possible beyond basic technical interoperability and core safety?
There's also that practical tension between setting standards and allowing innovation to flourish.
A very real tension. Set standards too early, make them too rigid, and you could stifle innovation. Lock in old tech, maybe favor the big players who shape the standard.
The libertarian argument against regulation.
Right, that government standards are just burdensome red tape slowing progress. But the counterargument is, responsible standards prevent harm, build public trust, and can actually enable innovation by creating a stable, interoperable foundation, preventing fragmentation, ensuring safety that avoids public backlash that could hurt the whole field more. Good standards often try to be principles-based, outcome-focused, not dictating specific tech, allowing flexibility. The political debate here involves intense lobbying, advocacy groups pushing for safeguards. It's a negotiation.
And finally. How do you actually enforce these protocols? A standard on paper is one thing, but making sure it's followed.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Especially with autonomous systems, global operations, how do you ensure compliance? Do we need new international bodies? An international AI agency, maybe? Or national regulators auditing and certifying AI?
Like the EU is doing with its notified bodies.
Exactly. Accredited groups auditing high-risk AI before it hits the market. In the US, the debate is ongoing. New AI agency like the FDA. Expand FTC powers. Rely more on private certification. Politically, should enforcement be government-led or industry-led? Which leads back to trust. Will people trust AI more with a seal of approval? Probably, but only if that approval process is credible. Getting credible global enforcement across different legal systems and philosophies, that's one of the biggest mountains to climb. So, yeah. Developing AI protocols, it's fundamentally a socio-political process. It forces us to confront our assumptions about AI, articulate the future we want, and negotiate deep disagreements on values. Privacy versus security, free speech versus content control, human autonomy versus automation, equity versus efficiency, global cooperation versus national competition. The debate over standards, it's really a proxy for these deeper societal questions.
Which brings us right to the U.S. political context.
Yeah.
How are the different sides of the aisle looking at this challenge and the ways to tackle it?
Well, while there's pretty broad agreement that AI is an important economy, national security, and that some guardrails are needed, the actual approaches to governing it, regulating it, they differ quite a bit based on core political philosophies. And as AI's impacts get clearer bias, misinformation, those differences are sharpening.
Okay, so what's the general take from the Republican side?
Generally, the Republican approach leans more towards market-driven solutions, minimal government intervention. The priority tends to be on innovation, economic competitiveness, avoiding what they see as burdensome regulation that could hold back the U.S. AI industry.
So worried about slowing down progress.
Yeah, sources suggest they see too much federal regulation, especially early on, as a risk. Could slow the U.S. down, maybe let rivals like China get ahead.
And they've been critical of the current administration's moves.
Yes. The 2024 Republican platform, statements from key figures. They've criticized the Biden AI executive order. Some even pledged to repeal it, arguing it hinders AI innovation, imposes overly restrictive rules. They often push back against state-level AI regulations, too, wanting to avoid a messy patchwork for businesses, sometimes even suggesting moratoriums on state laws.
So the focus is more on promoting the tech industry itself.
promoting competitiveness, providing incentives for innovation. The belief is often that market forces, voluntary industry practices, can handle most issues without heavy government mandates. There's also a very strong emphasis on free speech concerns that AI rules or systems could be used for censorship.
So broadly, less regulation, focus on fostering industry competing globally, protecting speech.
That's a fair summary of the core theme. AI policy is often framed through that lens of geopolitical competition. Regulations we adopt but others don't, seen as disadvantaging U.S. companies. There's often a more techno-optimistic view. The benefits outweigh the risks. Don't restrain progress too much. While you have some voices, like Elon Musk, raising flags about existential risk and needing some oversight, the dominant party line emphasizes protecting innovation, limiting federal mandates, favoring industry self-regulation.
Okay, how does that contrast with the general Democratic approach?
Democrats generally show more inclination towards establishing federal oversight, mandates, ensuring AI develops in line with the public interest, mitigating potential harms. They acknowledge the promise, sure, but put a strong emphasis on addressing the perils.
Perils like?
Bias, job displacement, threats to democracy. There's a perceived greater urgency for proactive government action.
And protecting civil rights, preventing bias that seems really high on their list.
It's a very high priority. You see it in the Biden administration's policies, the AI Bill of Rights idea, the 2024 Democratic platform, all highlighting mitigating algorithmic bias, preventing civil rights violations. They advocate for measures to combat algorithmic discrimination across the economy.
So pushing for fairness checks built into AI.
Exactly. Legislative proposals show interest in that. They've supported investigations into biased facial recognition, pushed for safeguards or bans on its use in policing. For Democrats, ensuring AI doesn't make inequality worse. That's a top ethical concern tied to broader civil rights goals.
And they seem more willing to create new regulatory bodies or give existing ones more teeth?
Yes. Legislative efforts from Democratic leaders often propose new federal frameworks for AI, maybe a whole new agency for AI oversight, or significantly boosting the FTC's authority. The platform calls for swift solutions. President Biden even floated licensing the most powerful AI models. Democrats are just more likely to propose laws mandating data privacy rules, accountability for deepfakes like labeling AI political ads, and transparency in AI hiring tools. The general approach is identify potential harms, legislate protections proactively.
They also seem particularly worried about workers and the impact on democracy itself.
Definitely. Many Democrats voice concerns about AI's impact on jobs, favor policies giving workers a voice in AI adoption, ensuring they share the benefits. The Biden EO touched on workforce impacts. Ethically, it frames AI governance in terms of social justice and protecting democracy. Major focus. Leaders like Vice President Harris have sounded alarms about AI generating disinformation, deepfakes, manipulating voters, stressing the urgency to address this to protect society's health and safety.
Leading to calls for things like mandatory labeling again.
Mandatory labeling for AI political content, yeah. Pushing for platform accountability for spreading AI-driven misinformation.
And globally. How do they approach setting international AI rules?
Democrats generally lean more towards international cooperation with allies, setting global norms for AI governance, emphasizing a shared democratic values approach. The Biden administration is active in places like the OECD, G7, trying to align policies. The platform mentions partnering globally on rules aligned with U.S. values.
Whereas Republicans might be more skeptical of international agreements.
Often, yes. Focusing more on unilateral U.S. strength, competition with China, Democrats would likely engage more constructively with something like the EU AI Act, while some Republicans have been dismissive of Europe's regulatory approach.
Okay, so boiling it down, a Republican focus tending towards market freedom, innovation, competing with China, free speech, limited government, versus a Democratic focus on federal oversight, ethics, civil rights, worker protection, protecting democracy, and international cooperation. That seems like the core contrast.
That captures the essential difference in how the two major parties are currently viewing the challenge and the policy response. There's overlap, sure, investing in R&D, seeing the strategic competition with China, but the approaches to regulating AI's impact on society, establishing those fundamental protocols, clear partisan divides are emerging.
And those differences could really lead to quite different AI governance landscapes here in the U.S., depending on who holds power, mirroring some of those global philosophical divergences we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
So wrapping this up, as we've seen, developing AI protocols is way more than just a technical task. It's really a fundamental effort to build safety, trustworthiness, maybe some predictability into systems that are inherently complex, increasingly unpredictable.
Yeah, it's about creating those agreed upon rules, technical rules, procedural rules, ethical rules for how AI operates, how it interacts with us, and even how different AIs interact with each other.
We've covered this huge range of players worldwide working on it. High-level ethics from UNESCO, OECD, technical standards from NIST, IE, ISO, big regulations like the EU AI Act, China's rules, and then sector-specific protocols popping up in cars, military, healthcare, government.
And that recurring theme, right? Managing AI's non-deterministic nature through rigorous testing protocols like red teaming, setting probabilistic limits and risk metrics, building in fallbacks, human overrides, pushing for transparency, explainability, even as we work on better protocols for reasoning and continuous monitoring after deployment. As one source said, protocols are becoming the standardized way of processing non-deterministic information.
And underneath it all, these profound political, ethical, philosophical questions just keep surfacing. Who gets to define the values embedded in these systems? How do you balance innovation and safety? Can we even have universal ethics? Or are we heading for different AI iron curtains with different values? And how do you possibly enforce compliance globally?
The differing approaches right here in the U.S. really highlight that global tension. One side leaning towards light touch, market-driven innovation, competitiveness, free speech. The other pushing for more federal oversight, ethical guardrails, protection against bias and misinformation. These aren't just abstract policy debates. They shape the actual rules AI systems might follow depending on where they operate, reflecting those deeper philosophical divides.
And as AI becomes more integrated into your life, helping your doctor, showing you content, driving cars, maybe involved in government decisions that affect these invisible protocols, they're going to directly impact your safety, your privacy, fairness, and how much you can trust these systems. So understanding the debates around these rules is really key to navigating the future we're building.
Considering that setting these protocols is fundamentally about embedding our values into technology, negotiating what kind of relationship we even want with increasingly capable AI, maybe the most critical protocol we need isn't just for the AI, but for ourselves. A shared global commitment somehow to make sure these rules benefit humanity, uphold basic rights, even when our politics and philosophies clash. What stands out to you as the most critical rule we need to nail down for AI's future?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.